for REM Mobile.
6CLX.
CLX, this is K4RM. Good morning, the name's Fred. We've talked before, but it's been a while.
Okay, my name's Mike.
You're doing well. I'm on the way into work. I assume you are too.
Making the morning commute from Greenville County to Spartanburg.
I'm coming from Anderson County into Greenville, into downtown Greenville.
I don't know. I've lived in the South for, 30 years, so I'll just say bless your heart.
It's noisy this morning on my end. Are you getting that?
Yesterday afternoon, it was filled with all sorts of digital stuff. But I don't really know what was going on.
Yesterday, I don't think I had the radio on, but sure is noisy this morning.
That was a feed line somewhere. Leaking other repeaters. Trying to figure out why this fella hauling pine straw is going 60 miles an hour in the left lane.
So there's always somebody like that on the interstate. Is it blowing out of the truck everywhere?
Well, not. But anyway, I'm around that roadblock.
Have you been up to radio-wise lately?
I think I've burnt up my radio time over the last 5 years. I just haven't felt like doing much. I am getting back into rebuilding this old 1962 tube rig, this Swan 250. Receiver works. I just can't get the transmit mixer working properly. Finally tested the tube, and the tube's fine, so now I don't know. I just can't get off my keister and get back to it.
Well, that's definitely an old model. I've only been in the hobby about 10 years, but I've heard I have a couple of Elmers. I've heard them talk about the Swan rigs. I guess they were good radios at the time.
Yeah, I've got a Swan 700 I take care of. That's an all HF band. They really do a good job, and, nothing like putting out 300 to 500 watts, depending on how good the tubes are.
I understand. Well, I know finding tubes sometimes can be hard, but that's interesting. I've got the guy that was my first Elmer, he's got a whole shack full of old radios. I don't even know what some of them are. Some names I've probably never heard of, but... He calls them boat anchors.
Term of them, boat anchors, because they weigh as much as one. The tubes just have a fidelity about them that, I don't know, sitting around a radio with all the glow going on, it just, I don't know, it makes me feel all warm and cozy.
Yeah, definitely the day before solid state, everything was tube.
Color TV. At least we had a color TV then, but it was all tube. Back in the day when you turned the TV on, then you went and got your milk and cookies, because by the time you got back, it was warmed up.
Lucky, you may have had a TV antenna that had a rotor. If not, you had to go turn the pole to turn the TV antenna towards the station you wanted to pick up.
We didn't have a rotor, but we... You know, I didn't know any better. Who knew any better? I mean, TV, you're only supposed to get 5 channels, right?
I remember going outside and turning the rotor. I mean, not the rotor, but the turning the mast that the antenna was on. So we could go from around here, we could get channel 4, channel 7, and channel 13. 3 channels is always could get here in this area.
You can tell by the 6th call, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. And that's where I got this call sign. Took the test down in the FCC offices in downtown San Francisco in 1979.
I knew you were a 6th call, and you came from that area, from conversations in the past. Well, that's neat. Well, I haven't been doing a whole lot lately. I'm working a little FT8 and working some voice or phone, whatever the bands are open. That's my main interest is chasing DX, and also do a little contesting every once in a while.
That's never been my thing, so when the contests are running, it kind of makes me just stay off the band. But I like the DX, but as you can tell, I just like to talk. I don't really care about making a 10-second contact and moving on, but sometimes I do it. The bands are supposed to be getting better. I've been monitoring them. They seem to be getting better.
They are getting better, as opposed to, say, a year ago or 2 years ago. They are slowly improving. You can kind of tell it. 10 meters has been open a lot lately, more than it has been in the past. 15's been open a lot. So it's definitely on the upswing.
It's not tuned for 15. It's only banded. It doesn't work on them. I've been thinking about putting up a small stifle for 15. I guess I will now, because 15 is kind of like six magic bands. It's just it does things from low like 40 and 20, but also works good like 10. I like my 20 meters though. I usually hang out to 20 when I'm on the HF. That Swan rig I'm working on is a 6 meter rig. It's just a little different. Everything's VHF and everything's so old and out of tune. It's just, I've had to fiddle with coils, I changed every resistor, changed every capacitor, because they're just so old. But even the coils are suffering. The iron in the center of the coils has changed its permeability, and so the coils, everything's out of tune, so I'm having to fiddle with.
Perfect sense, especially for a rig that old. Well, Mike, I enjoyed it. I just pulled up at the office. Hope you have a great day. And look forward to talking to you again. N6CLX, this is K4RM Mobile. I'll be out on yours.
6CLX, have a good day at the office. I'm halfway there. I'll be monitoring.